Recording 1.5.
Oh, I love it, but I know a lot of people don't like it at all. I can't understand why. It's much safer than driving. I always try to get a window seat, and I love just sitting back and watching the clouds go by. And if I'm on a long flight, I stay up and watch films all night, which is great fun. I hardly ever get time to watch films at home. The food's much better nowadays, too. I always eat everything they give me. Yes, it's my favourite way to travel, definitely.
Yes, it's the one thing about modern life that really drives me crazy. You have to listen to this terrible music while you're waiting, and then a voice says you're 160th in the queue or something. Sometimes you can wait an hour just to talk to someone and you can't put the phone down because you don't want to lose your place. Then, when you do finally speak to someone, it's usually the wrong department, so you have to start again anyway.
When I was growing up, it was hardly ever on. Maybe once on Saturday night or something. But these days, it's on almost every evening, and my husband watches it all the time. It doesn't seem to matter who's playing. And for some reason, he always thinks it's more important than what I want to watch. And that really gets on my nerves. I don't think I've ever watched a whole match because I get so bored. To me, it's just a group of millionaires kicking a ball around. No, I can't stand it. Sorry.
Yes, this is one of the things I really enjoy doing. Partly because it helps me to stop thinking about work and all the other stressful things in life. When I'm in the kitchen with the music on, I'm in my own little world. I love going to the local fruit and veg market because I always try to use really fresh ingredients. We often have friends around for dinner and it's very satisfying to see them enjoying what I've prepared for them. My wife, Anne, is the opposite though. She can't even make toast.